Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey there, it's Wayfair here, where delivery and setup are as easy as a few taps on your phone. You're relaxing in an old hammock, scrolling Wayfair's app, when you spot it, a brand new patio set. Next thing you know, Wayfair delivers it right to your patio and sets it up. Oh, you need a new grill too? All right, Wayfair's got you covered. With Wayfair's room of choice delivery and fast expert setup on qualifying orders, life gets a little easier. Visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When your day moves fast, between getting everyone out the door, meal prepping, and trying to find a small moment for yourself, the products you use should make things easier, not harder. That's where Ello comes in. Ello makes thoughtfully designed water bottles, tumblers, and glass food storage containers that fit right into your life, making hydration and storing meals easy, even on your busiest days. Visit elloproducts.com and use code TRYELLO20 for 20% off your first purchase. That's ELLOproducts.com. Code TRYELLO20.
Man, there is a lot of love for Roots, and apparently there's a Plano location, so I'm going to have to check this out. But Roots coming in at number one, best fried chicken place in the state of Texas on National Fried Chicken Day. It is nil-nil, halftime, and we're now getting an overhead shot of Lumen Field, a.k.a. Seattle Field, for the World Cup as Team USA taking on Belgium. Zach Wolchuk, I'll be out there with you partying at Cosm tonight from 7 to 9. It's going to be awesome. I believe it's already sold out, but regardless, I want you to come around that area there at Grandscape, hang out with us. It's going to be an absolute party. I can't wait for it. We got USA vibes going on, hopefully advancing to the first quarterfinal since 2002. We got Brian Broaddus, we got Eric Chiafalo, we got Lucius Alexander, Austin Nix coordinating your video, and of course you. Turn around and leave it on listeners. We love you. Make sure you're joining the conversation, 877-881-1053. We'll do a little C-note coming up on the other side, but how about we hodgepodge-y?
American controversy as we set our bodies right for Monday Night Football right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it
to
is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that. Rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
I mean, is anybody really upset about this? How many Americans are really just upset about this situation? I know Brad Sham took to Twitter. He wasn't too thrilled about it. But the idea that we have now infiltrated FIFA and said no, the red card that you handed our guy Balogun has been so bad and so detrimental. I need you guys to fix this wrong. And FIFA obliged. Apparently, is the way they went about handing out the red card. It was flawed from the beginning. Sure. They used the VAR in a way they weren't really supposed to or allowed to. That's supposed to be a full speed, quick thing, boom, not a slow mo try and deal out a red card. So because they did that, that's part of the reason why. They have now circumvented the entire situation, and our guy gets to play tonight. And I think Belgium's just scared. I think scared of what the USA is capable of. We are respected in a way that has Belgium being like, yeah, no, we don't need their best striker playing tonight. They're going to beat us with this guy.
Well, the last time they played, which was just a few months ago, Belgium won 5-3.
Different time.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I don't think they're scared. I think where everybody just wants, the problem is that FIFA has a history of corruption.
Oh, it does.
And they have a history of
find that suspicious.
Yeah, and they have, and so I think people, should this have been reviewed? Absolutely. And it's never done in a timely manner with these guys. I mean, there is a history. You could Google FIFA and you could see just, like, case after case after case after case of things that are just not done above board.
You don't find that suspicious?
And so that's the problem. It's, I mean, listen, if the U.S. goes out, like I said earlier in the crosstalk, if U.S. goes out and loses this match with him, people are going to say, well, you got what you deserve there. But, you know, it's one of these things, like, I think they've put the U.S. team, yes, they've given the U.S. team an opportunity with this player. You know, and I think maybe without him, they could find it, they could have found a way to win this thing, too. I mean, it would have been more difficult. Yeah, this U.S. side is playing very, very well. But now it turns into like, oh, okay, so we called and we made a call. And you scratch my back. You scratch, you know. And then it turns into, well, if you ever want us to host this damn thing again,
right,
you better make sure that red card's rescinded. You got another 12 years coming up where you're going to have to be looking for a host site in 2038. And if you want this country to step up and be a host, then you by well need to do this right now. You know, and so that's where it kind of looks bad. It looks bad on FIFA. It looks bad on us, you know, making that call. I think it looks bad on us.
Doesn't it look worse just the fact that they
FIFA
handed
effed
down,
it up.
Yeah, FIFA effed it up.
They
like
completely
the
effed it up. And the fact that we had to call in and say, yeah, you effed it up. And then they say, oh, you know, you're right. We effed it up. You know, I think it just looks bad. It looks bad for FIFA. It looks bad for the United States. I'm happy he's playing. They have a better chance with him playing of them winning the match. But it's just it sets a bad. But that's what you expect from FIFA. You don't expect anything to be done the right way.
And they're doing the same thing again now. Now, I will say this one's a little bit different because it's the day after the match with England. But England's player who got sent off with a red yesterday, they're also doing the same thing, suspending that, so he's available to play in the quarterfinals.
Sure.
So it's not just a Flo Balogun situation.
Yeah.
Balogun.
Well, it took
but,
this. It took.
But the timing of it was bad.
It took, yeah. This should have been something that immediately was done after the match. We need to review this process. You know, and in fact, they stuck to their guns. They said, no, we're not doing that. Nope, we're not. And then roughly 48 hours before the match, he gets to play. 24 hours before the match, gets to play. I can understand why the Belgians are upset. It just makes the sport look bad.
Corruption is only bad if I'm not involved.
I'm pumped about it. I mean, I'm glad that I think that the rest of the world, like, you want to see these teams at their best. The United States is at their best. He has been their best player. He's got 3 goals. He's their best striker. He's been phenomenal. He's been on a heater with his in AC Monaco with his home club there. The United States, I don't know, would have won this match without Flo.
Well, I think there was a
tonight,
chance.
I think they will.
I think there was a shot that they could have won it. I think that the way that they played down 10 men for 30 minutes.
Yeah,
in that
they
match?
Were in survival mode.
Damn right. And so was England yesterday.
They were.
Yeah.
That teaches us something about, to me, watching the U.S., watching England have to survive that. It couldn't have got any worse for England. Having to play in that stadium with that crowd.
It's incredible.
To play basically, listen, tip of the cap to the English, tip of the cap to the Americans for surviving the way they did.
Yeah, it's really the attack that I would be worried about. I don't know if they would have enough offense. And maybe somebody steps up. Maybe Pulisic finally has his moment. But Flo clearly has been the guy that's been orchestrating the offense.
All the other big star players, I mean, our star player is Pulisic, right? He's the guy that plays. You know, he's the guy that plays for the big club in Europe and all that. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, maybe it's time for him to carry this thing.
Sure.
To carry it, you know. But I'm not going to say I'm not happy he's not, I mean, he's playing. I'm not going to say that.
You seem thrilled.
No, I am thrilled. But I'm thrilled the fact, I'm not thrilled the fact that the way it all happened, though. I'm not thrilled the way this went down. Not at all.
Well, maybe we can at least appreciate and find the funny here in President Trump addressing how this all played out.
So I saw the play, and I'm a person that loves sports and was a good athlete, and I understand sports really well, really well. And that wasn't a foul. That wasn't even an infraction. That was two guys running full speed that happened to crash into each other. You can't take your foot and properly place it on somebody else's foot when you're going. No, these were two great athletes that got tangled up. And this referee, who is a little bit suspect, if you check his past, I don't want to say that because I don't like to create controversy, but very suspect. If you'd like, I'll provide you with the past. He made a call that nobody could believe. You know, even people on the other side, they said, oh, we got lucky. Wow, that's... And it's very interesting. They say they don't show them in slow motion. And I never realized that. I never heard of that before. That they're not allowed to review in slow motion because it's so different. Because you'll take one little quarter of a second and you'll see that a hand is touching a neck or you see something. Whereas when you see it in fast motion, it will look like two guys collided, which is really what happened.
So there is.
And that is another cause to this. Like Trump saying, yeah, well, I did call and I just asked them to review it has opened up a lot of people like, well, what the hell? The political pressure is what got them to go ahead and pull
terrible.
This.
I wish he was around when Dez caught it. That would have helped.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Just replay. Spot the ball and replay, boys. Let's go.
Yeah. Big Trump Blandino.
That ref
forward.
Is kind of suspect.
Yeah. Suspect. If you want to go,
I don't
want to
talk
history.
About it, but let me tell you a call he made in Bolivia.
Just let me
in
know,
2018,
guys.
Where half the stadium lost their minds.
Oh, check out his
rioted.
Resume.
Yeah.
I can't
wait. This is going to be awesome tonight.
I know a lot about sports. I know a lot.
I was a good athlete myself.
I know so much about sports, I killed the USFL.
He was in his bag right there. Yeah, the Brad Sham tweet, quote, winning by blatantly, openly cheating is not what America used to be about.
I guess, like, I'd be more up in arms about it like that if it were, this really is just an American thing, like this is the only time this has ever happened. But it's not. And they just did it again today. Ronaldo, there was a case about this that people have been talking about. He gets his red card suspended. Messi doesn't get given a red card. Why? Because he's Lionel Messi. And he clearly deserved one earlier on in the tournament.
Absolutely
so
did, yeah.
There's just so much, you
Absolutely.
Know, there's a lack of consistency. It is FIFA. We know about the corrupt nature of FIFA. Let's just go ahead and play the damn game. And now both teams are at full strength. Let the best team win.
It is fun to see how many people are butthurt about it. Like the Norway manager saying, quote, it's a big mistake by FIFA. It is not a great conclusion. And that was amidst a huge, huge moment at the microphone where he was just super upset about the entire notion.
They had a huge win.
Yeah, they
did. And he had a huge win against Brazil. And what is he talking about?
It's crazy.
That just shows you. That just shows you where, you know.
It was stunning. When I got the notification, I was like, what? Like
I thought it was a butt crack
thing. I didn't think he could even play.
And who cares how it happened? Just the fact is they ultimately got it right.
I think so, too.
They ultimately got it right, and nobody is disputing that at all. Here was Zlatan after the decision got made.
What I want to say is I'm happy for the U.S. Obviously, it's a different situation, but like Thierry said, first of all, he should not get a red card.
Yes.
And then they should have come quicker this call, but I'm happy for the U.S. team because the U.S. team has been amazing, but Balo has been super amazing. And with him, he's an extra force.
I think he said it perfectly. Like, yes, they screwed it up with the red card. Okay, wish we would have came to this conclusion a little bit quicker after the mistake was made with the red card.
Yeah,
but here
that.
We are now living in a world where the right call is ultimately being made. So I'm fired up about it and looking forward to Wolchuk's Cosm USA extravaganza.
Gosh, it's going to be amazing.
It is going to be fantastic. Of course, Belgium tried to appeal and FIFA has been rendered. They said that appeal was inadmissible. So
their president didn't know enough about sports.
Apparently not, man.
Yeah, Crocs, Belgium.
Yeah. Got to get a guy that knows ball
athlete.
A little bit. Now, is this the worst stat line in World Cup history for an individual? I'm going to read it to you.
God.
0 minutes, one yellow card, one broken arm.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it is. And the way in which this happened is hilarious.
Is this our guy jumping over the banner?
Yeah, it's not good.
Did you look
at the video of this?
Yes, it was
you
nasty.
You fell right on it.
It was nasty.
Oh, my gosh. You can see it for poor Jordan.
Yeah, it's England's Jordan Henderson, who was taken off via stretcher after an all-time just sad disaster performance that was capped off with, I guess, post-game celebration injury is what happened there. He played 0 seconds in the game. He got into a verbal spat with the referee at one point, so he got dealt a yellow card, again, after having played 0 seconds of soccer. And then after the game, he's trying to climb over like a 3-foot little advertisement wall, and on the way down, bracing himself, he snaps his arm. That is I've never seen anything like this before. You did nothing in the game. You got the yellow card, and then you broke your arm. Like, for as much as last night was soccer euphoria for England, that was an all-time blemish there for Jordan Henderson. Unfortunately, he's not a guy that plays. That was firsthand last night. So they're not missing much with him, but
he's old now. I mean, he used to be a guy that would have played for him, but yeah, that is
That is all time bad right there. So big tip of the cap to Jordan Henderson after what was a great win and a great game in Mexico last night. I mean, that game got extended so long, down a man, and Mexico just could not find a way to punch it in.
That's the absolute brilliance of soccer and how you're able to rally and to pull together. And I like I said, after watching the U.S. do it the other day, I'm even more convinced that this team has got the right makeup. You know, there's teams in the past, whether it was, it didn't have to be a World Cup, but there's other tournaments that this U.S. side has played in. And if they go down a man, that would have been the death of them. That would have been, they just have a different demeanor about them. They have a different skill level, though, too.
I'm with you, man.
Their skill level is so much better than it was in the past. And no disrespect to McBride or Lawless or any Tony Mello, I think the old goalie, you know. I mean,
Tim Howard.
Tim Howard was. But
the last time they played Belgium.
Yeah, Tim Howard had to make like 60 saves in that match.
Unbelievable in 14.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. The skill level is so much better than where they were, even 4 years ago.
All right, let's do the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening. Shoddy on his hiring process with the Cowboys, and let's do a little true or fart with these bold Cowboys predictions. That's next in The Nation.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
The grill is shot. The chairs are held together by optimism. And what happened to the rug? Sounds like your outdoor setup is not ready for patio season. Fix it all with Wayfair. Shop Wayfair for grills, rugs, furniture, and more. With 20 million five-star reviews, room of choice delivery, and expert setup on qualifying orders, it's never been easier to do more for less. Get 10% off your first eligible purchase. Hurry to Wayfair.com or download the app now.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When your day moves fast, between getting everyone out the door, meal prepping, and trying to find a small moment for yourself, the products you use should make things easier, not harder. That's where Ello comes in. Ello makes thoughtfully designed water bottles, tumblers, and glass food storage containers that fit right into your life, making hydration and storing meals easy, even on your busiest days. Visit elloproducts.com and use code TRYELLO20 for 20% off your first purchase. That's ELLOproducts.com, code TRYELLO20.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, let's talk some Cowboys here in the C-Note. Welcome into the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in. We'll get you to Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddus, the Super Bowl champion, coming up here in about 15 minutes. Segment of the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. Here's the Woolly Bully.
All right, let's do it. Let's do a little Cowboys news of the evening, and we will start with a podcast. Now, this is called the Twins Take Podcast, and Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer jumped on, and during this conversation, they asked him about the hiring process. Was he nervous about it? And we got a little bit more insight on how, indeed, he got the head coaching job and if, really, he was worried about leaving Dallas in general.
I think it was more that I felt prepared and I was very confident that I was the best guy for the job because we had done so many great things on offense and I knew kind of what I wanted to do, you know, from the whole team aspect. But I'd be lying.
Note, we knew that he was going to remain with the team as the offensive coordinator if he wanted that. But he wanted to be the head coach of this football team.
So if you didn't get the head coaching job, do you think you would have? Was that a done deal you were saying?
Yeah. So what we did is while they were going through the process, because there's a process, right? Sure. I wasn't sure, and there was a number of other teams, saying this very humbly, that were courting me and trying to say, hey, we want you to come be our coordinator. And so, after just talking it over with Steven and Jerry, is like, okay, well, while we figure this out and you guys go through the interview process, which there's a thorough interview process you have to go through, we had made an agreement that I would stay here no matter what. And I didn't want to leave the things. But like she said, I really wanted to be the head coach and put our fingerprint, our blueprint on it. And that's what God had planned.
Awesome insight there. And we'd kind of heard that they wanted him to be the offensive coordinator. And then as the process goes, you know, even Stevens talked about it, and they were like, well, hold on a second. Maybe we should just look at Shoddy as being the guy. And time will tell if that ends up, you know, working out for them. It just is another. It reminded me of earlier in the offseason with Jim Schwartz, and we played the audio of him, and he wanted to be the head coach of the Browns. And they decided, well, we want you to stay as the defensive coordinator, but we're going to go ahead and sign somebody else or hire somebody else to be the head coach. And Jim Schwartz is like, well, that's like a forced marriage. I'm not going to stick around and do that. I think it's a similar thing with Zim, as you've talked about, Brian. Like, Mike Zimmer wanted to be the head coach. He wasn't just going to stick around and be the defensive coordinator for whoever you hired. And that's the one thing, and I'm going to give the Cowboys a lot of praise for this offseason, how they went about the Christian Parker hiring. And I think a lot of that is Brian Schottenheimer. But that's the one area that it's like when they go into hiring these head coaches, I hate the idea of, well, we've already got your coordinator in place. Brian Schottenheimer is going to be your OC. Let's say they go a different route of whoever it would have been to be the head coach. Yeah. The head coach should be able to choose their staff. I don't know why the Cowboys always do that with whether it was Kellen Moore and Mike McCarthy, which didn't end up working out for them, right? I mean, the numbers were good, but it didn't result in championship success. Whatever it might be, I hate, well, hey, we like this guy. He's going to be your OC. Take it or leave it. We're defensive coordinator, and they go about and hire a head coach. In this situation, he gets the job as that coach, so it didn't matter. But this is something that we've seen the Cowboys do historically as well.
Yeah, I kind of hate it that, that's just exactly what you're saying. You know, I mean, we're trying to think of like, well, who would, you know, we wanted to do an extensive, you know, and it's kind of like that. It's almost like Shoddy did go in there and say, listen, I would be interested to be the offensive coordinator, you know, but hey, well, no, we're thinking about you maybe as a, hey, oh, really? Oh, okay, no. Sure. Well, you know, so I think that there's, I think the hiring of Matt Eberflus changed the history of how the front office now will hire coaches.
I love that.
I think so. I think or how they will hire coaches going forward.
Just their whole process.
The process. I think that Matt Eberflus was one of those guys that was brought to Shoddy. Hey, listen, if we give you the head coaching job, you know, we want to hire Matt Eberflus as our guy. We'd like to have Matt. We really have a lot of. Well, I know Matt. Okay, yeah, you know, Shoddy's kind of. In reality, he should have said, "Well, if Shoddy was a coach with some skins on the wall as far as a head coach, he could have said, no, I really don't think that's a very good idea." But actually, it worked out to his favor. Well, he did suffer a 7-10 season,
right?
But ultimately, he got to hire the coordinator that he wanted to hire after an an exhaustive search. I just think that after the Matt Eberflus thing, the front office said, okay, you got it. Go ahead and do what you want to do. Just in the end, you know, if you have a couple guys in mind you want us to talk to and interview, we'll be happy to do it. But I think that's the thing that will change the Dallas Cowboys going forward when it comes to hiring coaches.
Which is a huge win, ultimately. Yeah. You know, you take one step back for last season to hopefully be able to give yourself the opportunity to take a few steps forward here. And that's the best thing Shoddy has done to this point, mm-hmm. is build a staff that everyone is excited about.
It was fascinating. One cool customer who's put out a lot of really good information from Blogging the Boys here lately, he did NFL head coach tiers, who's beating expectations and who's not. So he used what he came up with here, which was an evaluation by coaches' winning percentage and an easy way to calculate a head coach's wins above average, which would be he's got a Pythagorean theorem expectation. Mm. He's using winning percentage, which ignores the margin of victory.
Is that A squared plus B squared equals C squared?
Yeah, it is. But he's using a baseline here of 0.500 as the baseline. And I guess the math just worked better for him to do this. He also is using a correction here for one-score game randomness. So, like, just because last year you get 11-2 Denver in one-score games. Usually that isn't as elite as the record suggests. Winning percentage crowns them a powerhouse. But the Pythagorean baseline he's using reveals they had the point profile of an 11-win team, showing the coach either squeezed out some extra efficiency or just simply got lucky. So it's just, you know, I don't know. Is it an exact science? No. But it's kind of cool people trying to find formulas to judge, is a coach a difference maker on game day? Which I think is very difficult to really assess, right? Like, I think Sean McVay with his play calling, you would say is. But it's fascinating because when he did this, this is every NFL coach over the last 25 years. The guy right now who has the best wins above expected is Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. He's averaging nearly two elite optimizers is the section he's in. You've got O'Connell. You've got Matt LaFleur. You've got Andy Reid. You've got D'Amico Ryans in Houston. Vrabel, Sean McVay, Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh was on here. But the highest is Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota, averaging nearly two more wins above expected. So he is finding a way to really get his teams to overperform. The floor raisers in this exercise are Kevin Stefanski with Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Belichick ended up making the floor raiser category. Mm. Mike McCarthy made the floor raiser category. And Dan Campbell in Detroit raises your team's floor. And that was McCarthy in Green Bay. That was not McCarthy in Dallas. McCarthy in Dallas was in the roster stabilizer tier category, which is third. And in fact, the wins above expected was just plus 0.09, which when you compare the top of the list, Kevin O'Connell is plus 167 on the list. Now, they did do the coaches, which is a year or two, which is where Shoddy is. And it's a small sample size, and it's one where it's like we can't really assess just yet really how much does this really mean. But Shoddy amongst the coaches of 1 or 2 years, Ben Johnson's at the top, followed by Vrabel in New England, Liam Cohen, McDonald in Seattle, Dave Canales, and Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers are in that elite category. And then right now Shoddy would be the roster stabilizer category, which is what McCarthy was in last year. And he does not give you anything in terms of wins above expected. He's kind of just keeping your team afloat right now. So we'll see in the coming seasons, like, can Shoddy go ahead and raise that? I think when it comes to culture building, communicating, actually having a vision for what he wants to do and the type of team he wants to build, I'm loving all of that from Shoddy. But on game day, and I think we even saw, like, as a play caller, he was better than I ever thought he would be last year. I mean, the offense looked great. Him and Clayton Adams together seems like it's a great marriage. They work really well. But I do think we saw at times, you know, the offense would, whether it was they started slow, or then it was, okay, they flipped it and we've chatted, the red zone efficiency was poor, or they couldn't find a way to score, you know, in the second half of games and finish drives in the end zone. So we're trotting Brandon Aubrey out for 50 to 60-yard field goals. So there's areas here to improve. And if you're a team that has a difficult schedule and you're in a tough conference, you know, you got to win by the margins here. And is Shoddy able to squeeze a little bit more to give this team that win above expected, which could be the difference from out the playoffs, a wild card team, or maybe a division champion this coming season?
Yeah, and having a defense that is at least competent will go a long way in helping some of that stuff. But yeah, I would love to know, and I'm sure when we get to Oxnard, Sean and RJ or somebody will be able to pick his brain a little bit on, okay, what were the things that maybe surprised you a little bit, even from an in-game standpoint, and how you've gone about trying to, remedy some of that and to where that could actually be a plus skill for you. So that'll be something that I'm excited to see. But he was just – it was all stacked against him last year with how bad the defense was.
Horrific.
And so if you can get that to just being at least competent, now all of a sudden you can get a better feel for exactly Shoddy's fingerprints and how in the game he's able to handle things. Because when you know your defense is giving it up –
You're coaching a little bit differently. Yeah. 100%. It's like, we've got to score, and your offense is probably pressing. We had those conversations in the postgame show. Like, I'm sure Dak and the offense are taking the field, realizing, like, we better score points this drive, or else we are not going to win the game.
Not at all. All right, Krusty's Corner is coming up next.
Yeah, let's look at this roster, and I want to go through the positions that you would go long or short at, and we'll start with the offense. We'll do that next.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey there, it's Wayfair here, where delivery and setup are as easy as a few taps on your phone. You're relaxing in an old hammock, scrolling Wayfair's app, when you spot it, a brand new patio set. Next thing you know, Wayfair delivers it right to your patio and sets it up. Oh, you need a new grill too? All right, Wayfair's got you covered. With Wayfair's room of choice delivery and fast expert setup on qualifying orders, life gets a little easier. Visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When your day moves fast, between getting everyone out the door, meal prepping, and trying to find a small moment for yourself, the products you use should make things easier, not harder. That's where Ello comes in. Ello makes thoughtfully designed water bottles, tumblers, and glass food storage containers that fit right into your life, making hydration and storing meals easy, even on your busiest days. Visit elloproducts.com and use code TRYELLO20 for 20% off your first purchase. That's ELLOproducts.com. Code TRYELLO20.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We do have Rangers President of Baseball Operations, Chris Young, joining us at his usual 4:20 here on Monday. Still 0-0 with Portugal and Spain in the 81st minute. But right now, it's time for Krusty's Corner, presented to you by Hurtado and Reliant AC. Here he is, King of the Krusty's, Bratis.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words!
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Always appreciate you playing that. And thank you to Hurtado. Yeah. And thank you to Reliant. And Reliant is... Reliant and I have always kind of teamed up during training camp and stuff. So it's nice to have... Hurtado Barbecue, it's outstanding, and then Reliant as well. Appreciate both those groups. And happy birthday to Brandon Hurtado today.
LFA.
From what I know. So if you're out there listening, boss, we really, really do appreciate you.
He's going to have a brisket cake.
Does that not sound delicious?
Yeah.
A brisket cake?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
With the giant churro candle.
Hell yeah.
You know what I could see? Like, okay, there are things that, this is going to sound terrible. I sound like Eric doing this. But in England, they have.
Wow, they have it is. It's going to sound terrible. I'm sounding like Eric.
I'm going to sound like Eric here. But they have these meat pies.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Who's got the meat pies?
Like in Europe. Like if you go to a pub.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
like these.
Like a shepherd's?
Yeah, well, no, this is with the crust.
And they're like Greg's. Look up Greg's. It's like a very popular British place.
Yeah,
it's in a sense.
Look up Greg's meat pie. Would you, Eric, please?
Yeah. Greg's meat pies.
Yeah, very popular.
I was just kind of just walking down the street.
It was all good to say it was Greg's, bro.
Yeah. But
we should get a Greg's here, man. I'd love to go get some Greg's pies.
This looks intense. Dude.
I could see like with brisket and
it's like a meat pastry.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly. So if you were saying to have a brisket cake, give me the brisket pie.
Heck yeah.
I'd rather have the pie.
They're delightful. The chicken the mayo in South Africa.
You just pocket that meat right up.
Yeah.
Nice vessel.
There you go. Pocket it up.
Pocket vessel.
You did a nice job.
It's a pocket pie.
When I said the whole meat pie thing, I knew. I'm like, Eric's doing something.
No, meat pie's legit.
Yeah, okay. How many wins, by the way, do you think Vegas has Dallas for this year, by the way?
I think 9.5 last I saw.
9.5's a good guess, yeah, because that's exactly right. Do you think this would be a pretty tight division? I was looking at them. Philadelphia with 10.5.
Yeah.
Oh. Dallas with 9.5. Commanders, 7.5. Giants, 7.5.
Yeah.
Is this going to be a fight all year long? Is this going to be four teams?
I think everybody's
battling
gonna,
it out.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they're really like battling it out, but every team feeling like they have at least an outside shot of winning the division. I don't think the floor's
been raised better than the NFC's this year.
Yes, I think. Yes.
You know, everybody's more competitive.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have a team picking in the top five here. But I think all those lines are pretty on point.
Pretty on point.
Yeah, no team. I don't see a team running away with the division. Maybe there could be a team that just totally injury riddled and everything goes south and they are one of the suckiest teams in the league.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're going to see a team just get out to a start where you're thinking, wow, is this team going to win 13 games?
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool how, yeah, it's really, what, three games separate top from bottom?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think if that holds out that way, this could be – it'll be a wild division, I think, at the end of the day.
I love it.
I really do. All right. I want to ask you guys some questions. I kind of went through, and I'm not trying to do roster building in a way of 53-man.
Well, team building is a sport.
It is a sport, but I was trying to kind of figure out. Let me ask you first this question, though, Wooly.
All right.
Are you thinking to go lighter on offense because you're trying to help the defense? Or are you going to try and say, you know what, give me the 25, the 25, and the 3, you know, to make it the 53? Are you thinking, man, to help this defense, I'm going to have to go lighter at some positions on offense in order to help them? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I could see the case to be made. Like, if it's close, I think Ty would go to the defense.
Yeah.
Because we just need to add some depth here. And I also, like, I think that they were spoiled with having some really quality backup offensive linemen the last few years. They
Which
lost
is not
few.
The case now?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how good they'll be. I mean, like, obviously Nate Thomas, TJ Bass, I think those guys are locks. But I don't know. We'll see what you have in, you know, a Johnny Cornelius, who they drafted last year. Does he make the team? He didn't really do much last year.
Yeah.
Drew Shelton, how's he look in camp?
Yeah.
Trevor Keegan, who's now, you know, buddies with Jake Ferguson. They're double dating. He's dating the other Cavender. Like, I don't think you have, like, TJ Bass was a lock. I don't know that your depth pieces on the offensive line, those guys, you might boot one or try and get them on the practice squad and keep an extra corner or something like that.
See, this is where, and now you mentioned the offensive lineman. I looked at it and I kept 9. And I looked at it as a way, because you got your 5 starters, and then, because we all know the 5 starters, the Guyton, Smith, BB, Booker, Steele. Bass, I was totally on board with.
With you.
I think Shelton.
You probably.
Because of the draft status. I went with Keegan.
Okay.
I struggled with Thomas.
Really?
I struggled with Thomas.
He's supposed to be in a dang camp battle to be a starter.
I think that's going to be Shelton.
That's battling with Guyton?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think they're going to want to play right and left. I don't think they're going to want to have...
Okay, so just focus Thomas on the right side
Steele. And then I think they're going to play. I just right, just from what watching those practices, I think they really want Shelton to be competitive in this camp. But I had a problem with Thomas, and there was a side of me, do you keep, you know, usually you would keep like eight, or excuse me, keep maybe 10 guys there, because offensive line position, hard to find.
Yes.
Hard to find. And I was thinking, man, I don't want to be having to search for guys, but I might go one short there. Because you know what? I'm going short at quarterback.
Mm.
And I actually have Howell over our guy there.
Joe Milton.
And people say, well, we got the emergency quarterback and all that. Let me ask you this. Who do you think's got a better shot of potentially make it to a practice squad? Howell or a guy, Milton?
I guess I would just lean, because me personally, I would go with the guy that maybe has just a little bit more upside. And if I'm a McVay or one of these quarterback whisper dudes, that I could feel like maybe I could get something out of him. But there's probably teams out there that I kind of know what I got in Sam Howell. If I need to throw him in a pinch, I know what I got here. Not looking at upside. I'm just
better
looking for
Cooper
one
Rush?
Week.
Better Cooper Rush?
Sam Howell?
Yeah. I think he's better than Cooper Rush. Yeah, I do.
I mean, Cooper Rush has won some games.
He's won some games.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he never put up anywhere close to the numbers that Sam Howell did. If you put Sam Howell on those Cowboy teams that were basically winning with defense and special teams with Cooper Rush playing quarterback, and he had a couple of moments. The Minnesota game was good. Yeah. But, Sam Howell statistically had a pretty damn good year. Sure. When he was quarterbacking for a season with Washington, the team was just terrible. And I'm not saying he's some elite quarterback. I think he is a backup. I don't think he's a starter. But I think Sam Howell can open up the offense more than what Cooper Rush did for you.
I went four at running back, and I don't even like what I did.
What'd you do?
What do you dislike about your work?
Did you keep Maffa and Blue and Lipke?
Yeah, and
or is Lipke not considered a runner?
I kept Lipke as a runner, so I went four there. So I went to two quarterbacks, four running backs.
So no Malik Davis?
No Malik Davis.
Dang.
He does kind of seem like the guy that's easy to cast away, and then if we need him, we'll bring him back.
I think he's a break glass in a case of emergency guy.
Yeah. Do you think he did enough now, though, when a team sees him floating
never,
around,
they'll never,
just scoop
they never
him
think
up?
He does. They never think he does. It is kind of sad
for him.
They're watching Thanksgiving.
He's a boomerang. They throw him out there, and he whoop comes right back to you.
Yeah.
But
that's good.
I didn't feel particularly great about the – I didn't particularly feel great. By the way, do you think they would cut Blue?
No. I mean, not unless things just go really sideways.
Yeah.
You think they would?
Yeah, I do. I don't think they're screwing around here.
Yeah.
I don't think that it'll happen, because I think ultimately he's going to keep showing enough. But if this dude keeps fumbling and is, fiddle-farting around out there, yeah. I don't think – running backs now I feel like are easier to cut than ever before.
I get that.
They couldn't get active last year, and they desperately needed somebody.
Is Maffa a better Lipke, or could he be?
Wow. I mean, I think as a runner – for sure. I don't know about.
I don't think he's as
being a blocker guy.
Yeah, I don't think he's got as much versatility as Lipke does.
So Lipke's on your team then, right?
Yeah.
Well, they paid him.
Yeah, which is so weird.
Gave him a deal.
Yeah.
Just Lipke can play some legit fullback for you if you need to.
Because
you can play some tight end.
You can't stop Lipke. You can really just hope to contain him.
Right.
Oh my gosh! I think that
Spain scored
in stoppage time. They sure did.
Wow! In the 91st minute.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh,
keep an eye
goodness.
On this one. The last 5 minutes of this game is going to be wild. All right. Went five wide receivers.
Yeah. That's probably what they'll do.
And I don't know, like I say, you can maybe keep just four.
Really? Would that be scary?
Well, if you do Pickens, Lamb, Flannoy,
and Turpin.
But I put Anthony Smith as my fifth guy.
I like that.
I think you like that guy.
Me?
Yeah.
I do.
He's got something that he's a field stretcher.
Yeah.
Got to have those.
I think that Anthony Smith might be the guy, that fifth guy.
Is he a take the top off kind of guy?
He was at East Carolina.
East Carolina he was.
Now, will he be in the NFL? I don't know. But he was in college.
Is he a yaksman?
I wouldn't say a yaksman.
No, just more down the field.
Air yards.
Yeah.
All right.
Kept five there. Three tight ends. And this is what you're going to hate me for.
Who'd you get?
I don't think, listen, I think that we're, I think this Michael Trigg.
Oh, no.
I think the learning curve is going to be really, really steep here. I think Schoonmaker stays on this team.
Oh, you darn just, it. You just gut punched old Walchuk. Yeah, I mean, listen, in this day and age where you're with all the tight end personnel groupings that teams are trying to, I mean, three's the minimum. I think
we're going to go to 14 personnel soon.
You're going to have four tight ends.
I'm not putting four tight ends out there.
You're not going to have four tight ends on the roster.
Absolutely not. I'm going to find, but I just wonder if the Michael Trigg, if we get in camp, if I think we're all, I think people are ready to absolutely move on from Schoonmaker.
For sure.
I think Cowboy Nation is absolutely ready to move on.
Mm-hmm.
But is Trigg?
Walchuk's been jester scooning.
Is Trigg going to do enough to just beat him out of his job?
Yeah, he needs to earn the spot.
Yeah,
I totally agree with you, and it might end up being that way. I mean,
I could see them keeping Schoonmaker around just because
they can't trust Michael Trigg to go out there.
Yeah, can you trust? Yeah,
no, that's fair.
Trigg has got to prove to us that you could trust him.
Yeah,
I know how bad everybody wants to get rid of Schoonmaker. But I could see them saying, "Well, Trigg didn't do enough."
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trigg didn't was Schoonmaker.
He was undrafted. Yeah, I mean that's probably a guy you could get on your practice squad.
Yeah,
unless he just. I am predicting he crushes preseason games though.
Okay,
and if that's the case, then
he beat Schoonmaker out.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
All right, listen, we'll do the defense tomorrow, but we went a little short at a couple of spots so we can load up on some of these guys. We'll talk about the defense and where we're at on that one tomorrow.
All right, there's Krusty's Corner every day at 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Shout out to Hurtado and Reliant AC as well.
Yeah, thank you guys
a
lot.
That is awesome, and happy birthday to Brandon Hurtado. All right, still 1-0. We'll let you know what this one finishes. We got about 3 or 4 minutes left here in extra time as Spain is up on Portugal. The U.S., if they can win tonight over Belgium, will play the winner of this match in the quarterfinal. Let's do a little football fix, shall we? The best rosters and the annual exec scouts and coaches positional rankings has begun, and how to totally nuke your career. That's next in the Nation.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
When your day moves fast, between getting everyone out the door, meal prepping, and trying to find a small moment for yourself, the products you use should make things easier, not harder. That's where Ello comes in. Ello makes thoughtfully designed water bottles, tumblers, and glass food storage containers that fit right into your life, making hydration and storing meals easy, even on your busiest days. Visit elloproducts.com and use code TRYELLO20 for 20% off your first purchase. That's ELLOproducts.com, code TRYELLO20.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!